This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Russia says it's halted an unprecedented wartime deal that allows grain to flow from Ukraine to other countries where hunger is growing a threat and high food prices have pushed more people into poverty. We hear more from Tommy McNeil.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov announced halting the deal on Monday in a conference call with reporters, adding that Russia will return to the deal after its demands are met. It's the end of a breakthrough accord that the United Nations and Turkey brokered last summer to allow food to leave the Black Sea region after Russia invaded its neighbor nearly a year and a half ago. A separate agreement facilitated the movement of Russian food and fertilizer amid Western sanctions. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Traffic on a key bridge from Crimea to Russia's mainland has been halted after an attack killed two people. From the Associated Press, Charles Deledesma reports.
One of the bridge's sections was blown up in what Russian officials say was a Ukrainian attack that also killed a married couple and injured their daughter. Russia's National Anti-Terrorist Committee says the attack had been staged by the Ukrainian Special Services and had involved two sea drones. Ukrainian officials haven't claimed responsibility for it, which is the second major strike on the bridge since October, when a truck bomb blew up two of its sections. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The ongoing war between Sudan's military and paramilitary force has placed the country in jeopardy of not being able to feed itself. Reuters news agency says that delays in planting are due partly to farmers not being able to receive credit from banks and high fertilizer and fuel prices. This is VOA News. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol on Monday blamed authorities' failure to follow disaster response rules as the death toll from days of torrential rain grew to 39. Reuters' Joel Flynn has the story.
Highest number of deaths, though, were reported at the flooded tunnel in Cheongju. While the response across the country is under review, the tunnel incident in particular has fueled questions over South Korea's efforts to prevent and respond to flood damage. Some drivers who use the road regularly blame the government for failing to ban access to the underpass, even though floods were widely forecast. Only a year ago, the South Korean government vowed to take steps to better cope with climate change-induced disasters.
Joel Flynn of Reuters News, and nearly 28 centimeters of rain is forecast by Tuesday. U.S. climate envoy John Kerry is holding talks with a Chinese counterpart in Beijing as the U.S. seeks to restore contacts with China that were disrupted by disputes over trade, Taiwan, human rights, and territorial claims. China's state media said Kerry is meeting Monday with his counterpart for the first extensive face-to-face climate discussions between representatives of the world's two worst climate polluters after a nearly year-long hiatus. European Union and Latin American leaders are gathering for a major summit of long-lost relatives. It's been 8 years since their last such encounter. COVID-19 pandemic, as well as Brazil's three-year departure from the 33-nation community of Latin American and Caribbean states, had made the Atlantic Ocean separating the two sides seem wider. And division over anything from the war in Russia to trade, deforestation, and slavery reparations has given extra spice to a two-day summit starting on Monday that will now already be considered a success if all agree to meet more rapidly from now on. Rabbits everywhere. That's what's happening in one Florida neighborhood. We hear more from Donna Water of the Associated Press.
Up to 100 lion-head rabbits have taken up residence in a neighborhood near Fort Lauderdale, Florida. John King, who lives in Wilton Manors, says every morning he covers up the holes in his backyard the rabbits made and chases them out of his yard.
I'd like them. But I just wish they would live somewhere else.
Local rabbit supporter Alicia Griggs says they're hopping all over the neighborhood.
One of the neighbors moved a couple of years ago, and she just left her rabbits in the street when she moved. They were not spayed or neutered, so they started multiplying.
Griggs says the rabbits can suffer heat stroke when it gets too hot, and predators have been killing them. The city had planned to exterminate the rabbits, but residents are raising money for them to be rehomed. I'm Donna Water.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.